T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
What's up, babes?
On 670 The Score.
Nip Sosnowski.
There he is.
That's me, and my name's still not being said correctly.
I've said it wrong recently.
I know. You got the little Schuster does the Nip Sosnowski thing. You did
I think
that.
That's what I did.
You did
yeah.
the other day. Yeah, there are, if they were to be cut up for all the different times my name has been said on these airwaves by different hosts saying it incorrectly, it would probably take up about 95 different files in the vault, and all of them said differently, I'm sure.
Honestly, that
yes,
many?
It's just...
We all just ought to, you know, just go by Shep. Because no one's going to screw that up.
No one should screw that up, but I'm sure it could be screwed up. Yeah, I just think that everyone has at least... It's one of those names you say quickly, and even if you know how to say it, it's really not
right.
difficult
yeah.
to say. It's just one that ties your tongue a little bit here or there.
Yeah. Nick Shepkowski is human trash.
Well, he said the name correctly, at least.
Who is that?
Say it again, Tanny.
Nick Shepkowski is human trash.
Speaks?
Yeah. There was a little event last summer.
Those
where,
words aren't just reserved for me, huh?
Where Danny and Spiegs, they went out and I forget what the bet was, whatever it was. Spiegel lost the bet and he had to walk around in the sandwich board. And so they were live streaming it on Facebook. And so I showed up with a squirt gun and I sprayed Spiegs right in the face with it, all on live on Facebook Live. But good afternoon. Welcome in. This is the McNeil and Parkins Show. Nick Shepkowski sitting in for Danny Parkins today. You feeling younger today? You have the dinosaur yourself. You had Terry Bors with you the last three afternoons. Now you're stuck with me.
I'm stuck. Are you kidding me? No, it was a nice reunion. I was not expecting to have the emotional roller coaster the last show and a half, maybe, as we got into some of the history of the radio station and some reliving some of that stuff, resurrect some strong feelings. And the direction Dan Patrick took it yesterday willingly was enlightening and got me thinking about deeper things on my commute home. I wasn't anticipating that. But no, it's good to be with you. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to have Shane Reardon in the house today handling. He's shaking his head. No, I'm sincere about that. Anybody who looks like Ginger, one of my favorite characters in HBO's outstanding 2012 miniseries, True Detective. That's the original. That's not the trash they put out.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ginger
ago.
From Gilligan's Island, because he kind of looks like her, too.
No. I promise you, you remember the story that Dawn Wells, Ginger from Gilligan's, no, she was Marianne. Never mind. Wrong story. You see, you say Ginger, I say Marianne.
This sounds like a Grobstein story.
Yeah,
it's like,
it really
I got
does.
A joke for you. I'm going to tell it. Never mind. I can't say it on the air.
It's a real long story about the wrong person, so I'll just stop while I'm ahead. But no, it's good to see you today, Shane.
Oh, you what? Too.
Do you have any, I wasn't very sincere.
On that note, 3 o'clock today, Mark Grody will join us from Bear Binet. Bears are reporting to training camp. Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy.
Bears.
They met the media earlier today down in Bourbonnais. We'll get Mark Grody's thoughts on the happenings down there. Jason Stark will break down a couple big trades in baseball going on the last couple of days. 4 o'clock, Steve Silverman joins us. A whole look at the entire national NFL picture. Kevin Wheeler, then from Sports Radio down in St. Louis, hosts their midday show. Join us at 4:40 to preview the Cubs and Cardinals tonight.
Yeah, it's great to have baseball back tonight. Cubs and Cardinals, the island game, as I've been known to call it. When nothing else is opposite.
Did you term
two
that one? I know you and Terry were going over all the terms that you learned from him and he learned from you and who's this go under? You were the one for Island Game.
I never heard anyone say it before then. Yeah, because it just sits on an island all by itself. It's the Island Game.
Yeah, baseball's the NFL's rare. You don't get the island
right.
game. It's Sunday night baseball.
Sunday night.
I guess now is the case because you have this weird collectively bargained one game on Thursday night after the All-Star game. But yeah, you don't get many opportunities for that.
Sunday night baseball has not been as appealing to me.
It's fallen off a cliff, hasn't it?
Well, I miss John Miller. I liked John Miller and Joe Morgan. And I know that's a blasphemy in a lot of circles in this town. How can you like Joe Morgan? I liked him as a player. And I like learning how shadows happen in ballparks. He taught me the reason there's a part of Wrigley Field. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this. At night, notice it tonight, when in that corner down where the bullpen, the visiting bullpen used to be, down
first
in that right
side.
Field corner, there's a point in the evening where no light gets to a little bit of the field. And Joe Morgan taught us that that's how shadows happen. Light is incapable of penetrating certain things. Therefore you get shadows. I miss that type of insight. But I just, and we're going to talk to Joe Morgan hopefully next week.
Next
I was
week,
hoping we could
like,
have
yeah.
had him on today. Because I know he gets a lot of Cubs fans going regarding things he said 25 years ago.
Well, was part of it, is part of the reason you like Joe Morgan, you're one of the few people in this town I've ever heard go after good old number 23, Ryan Sandberg, that don't necessarily, I don't want to say carry the water, but you're willing to go after Sandberg a little bit for not things off the field, but his actual play on the field at times.
I loved him on the field.
And Morgan was more than okay with that, too.
Yeah. Well, Morgan made comments about the Hall of Fame and took possession of it. He called it our Hall of Fame. And I don't care which player he's going to talk about afterward. You sound like an a-hole when you say that. Our Hall of Fame. Because he's in it. It's not your Hall of Fame. It's baseball's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but don't most...
In our hall. Oh, really? Membership has its privileges. You can act like that.
Didn't Dawson kind of do that, though, in his Hall of Fame speech? Not say our, but he had the, oh, if you were one of these guys that were using during the late 80s or early 90s and whatever years, you shouldn't be in here. That's not... It felt like he took a stance that was kind of... R Hall
of Fame-ish.
Some of
them do.
Without saying R.
Right. Too. I don't. All I can remember is Andre Dawson promoting his funeral home and crematory.
That's
Sour
right.
Puss
and
Sons.
And he's going to teach Tanny and I how to swim one of these days, too. If he can get that.
I want to be there for that. I honestly do.
Get your butt in the water. Get to the other side. This hour brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Nick Shepkowski in for Danny Parkins today on the McNeil and Parkins Show. 312-644-6767 is your telephone number to call. But you had fun the last couple days?
Yes, it was great. And I look forward to Parkins' return, Monday. I'm glad he's not just doing a three-day like Bernsey did. He needed some time off. He'd earned some time off as well. I mean, he had some weird things happen in March when the station changed its lineup. And the paralyzed vocal cord didn't make that transition easy. So I'm glad he's taken a week. But it'll be good to get him back.
Were you surprised with anything the last 3 days? Like the amount of the old-time callers that either showed up, that participated since Monday afternoon on these airwaves? Is there anything that like especially stuck out, not necessarily guest-wise, but
stuck
something
out?
Else?
What stuck out
what
to
stuck
you?
What stuck out to you? Talk about.
Boy, yeah.
Recap the last 3 days.
I guess I'm a little bit of the listeners who attended the live broadcast yesterday, and I don't know how many of them there were, 20 or 30.
That's about 30, yeah.
30 of them. They're more well-preserved than I was expecting. Honestly, we teased them about their waistlines, and most of us can be teased about our waistlines. But I was surprised so many of them looked so healthy.
Yeah.
And it was great. I was also pleasantly surprised by how many of the old regulars, the score heads who once had quasi-celebrity status in this town because they were great programming for the station, picked up the phone and checked us out and called. We had star callers every day.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the likes of Cleveland Mike and Oak Park Vandy and all the others were signing autographs when you guys would go to Shoeless Joe's and whatever else you'd have your remotes. That was, I guess, I grew up listening to the station, but I guess I just never had that connection the same way with the callers. I think they might have not been phased out, but they've been more towards their... used less, I guess, by the time I had started listening.
Do you do a lot of appearances? I know Jay does the hockey stuff.
I used to always do one with the White Sox ticket giveaway.
Okay.
Used to always do one for that. But obviously, when the Sox left, the Cubs ended up coming. We got rid of the Sox ticket appearances. A couple Final Four ones over the years, but nothing like regularly.
That's something we used to do a lot more of. And times have changed. The economy is not what it once was in radio, but the philosophies remain the same. If a radio station is truly going to have a connection with its audience, they need to make the audience a part of it. We've talked about that a lot. We've mentioned it a few times. Yes, we did, Phil Sims. And I believe that's something our management team, that they share my conviction on. That's where I learned it from one of them many years ago, that you got to get out and press the flesh and make them feel a part of this thing, because they are. And we're going to do more of that, hopefully.
Yeah, that's to come in the coming weeks, months, and years at this radio station.
Let's pick a date.
All right.
How about Brian Urlacher's Hall of Fame enshrinement? Let's do a watch party in some suburban saloon. You prefer the suburbs, don't you?
I do
more
prefer the suburbs.
More people come when we do things in the suburbs. People in the city have other options.
Yeah, I think more people do come to the suburbs. When you do something downtown, it's usually a lot more bare. You get to the right suburbs, especially maybe the ones that aren't visited enough, and it turns into a full house. I still want to do a remote at Babes in Coal City. I'll throw that out there right now. I've been wanting this for years and years and years, and no one will pick it up for me.
I'm in. I'll play golf at Cinder Ridge beforehand.
There you go.
It's not too far away. I was just thinking, it's funny that you went that direction, because I was thinking about your hometown of Coal City. And
what were you possibly thinking about? Because of Bernstein's fishing thoughts?
No, what's the farthest we've ever traveled close to there to do shows?
Joliet.
Probably Joliet.
I would think Heroes right off of 80 and Joliet usually used to get either an appearance, or sometimes I know B&B would stop out there. I would guess that's the closest it's been.
We had Cinder Ridge was a sponsor for a while. It's a golf course in Wilmington. How far is that from your haunts?
It's right in town next door.
Okay. So neighboring town.
4 miles or whatever the heck it is.
So you've ever played Cinder Ridge?
Yeah, I played Cinder Ridge a ton.
Wonderful golf course. They were a sponsor here for a while, and George was a very, very nice guy, very generous guy. I'm not sure if we did remotes there, though. We might have done one show there.
They must not have been very memorable if you did.
Shep, when you've been at it for, you guys like to call me the Tyrannosaurus Rex. When you've been roaming the earth for millions and millions of years, you forget every little burg in which you've stopped to share your big thoughts.
Yeah, I suppose so. When you're a man as accomplished and is that way of Dan McNeil, then you forget where all you have been.
No,
this is a radio legend,
that.
A man that would be on the scores in Chicago Sports Radio's Mount Rushmore, is what we were told yesterday by listeners. That's hard to argue against that. You would be. You would be.
That's conversation that's for anybody who wants to have it. But
that's not you.
It's not for me to say. No, I said yesterday that I think I said yesterday that the Monsters are my favorite show of all time in sports radio. Mike North and Dan Jiggetts. And that's my taste. I loved driving into work listening to them.
Sure.
They were fun.
I think everybody has at least one of those favorite shows.
What was your favorite one? Boris and Bernstein, right?
Probably. Like growing, not even necessarily growing up, but the year that I start is funny because this will come up later on in conversation, but the summer that I was on bed rest for a large part of the summer of 2001, that's when I got sick of daytime TV, wasn't allowed to really do anything outside because I was hurt, injured, and couldn't really move. And I was like, you know what? Daytime TV sucks. What's this radio, sports radio thing all about? And that's what the show that I kind of first took a liking to back then.
Well, you were lucky like I was in that you knew what you wanted to do very early in life. So I just
denied myself of it for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, well,
I told myself, I'm like, I don't know if radio would work. I don't know if that would work. I should try to be a teacher, try to be a coach, and then went to college, tried to teach, and that ended disastrously.
Is that what you would have done if you weren't doing this?
Teaching? I tried to.
What do you mean you tried to?
I started college as an education major.
Okay.
And the first courses you take where you have to tutor like 6th or 7th grade kids, I love tutoring kids that cared. I had no patience, no tolerance whatsoever if they didn't care, and that wasn't going to work. I think I've calmed down 15 years later or whatever it's been, but I did not have the patience. I did not have any of that back in that time.
This is the third conversation I've had of this type in the last month. A guy I will see next month up in Canada fishing is a former school teacher in Milwaukee, Nick, and he's had it. He's a little bit, he's like 35, he's a few years older than you are, and he's been doing it for a long time, and he's had it, and the biggest reason are the kids. That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's what I went to college to do that, and about 10, 12 weeks in, I realized I got to figure out something else to do. Was lucky enough to be living with two guys that worked at the campus radio station. You listen all the time. Just give it a shot. Soon enough, I got an internship in Wawa. This hour brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Bears open training camp today. Some great news that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy couldn't wait to announce to you earlier today. We will share that with you next. It's Nick Shepkowski in for Danny Parkins on the McNeil and Parkins Show, 670 The Score.
We're a young team, Brad, you know, with a new offensive system going in. And I do agree with the philosophy of sometimes you have to build callus. You know, you have to build that up. So it will be a physical camp. And we welcome that, you know, and so we'll look forward to seeing that out there.
That's the voice of Ryan Pace. Physical camp a-coming down in Bourbon A. Something that we haven't so much seen with the Bears who've been beat up with injuries the last couple of years under John Fox's watch. Welcome back in. McNeil and Parkins Show. Nick Shepkowski in for the traveling Danny Parkins.
I'm not so sure I believe Ryan Pace. That this is going to be a physical camp. There's only so much you're allowed to do, but I like the sound of it.
It sounds cool and all.
Beating those guys to death or anything.
I just think that, like, for you, that you watched the Wanstead years, you watched probably the end of the Ditka years up close at training camp in Platteville.
Yes, sir.
You saw all of that, the two-a-days and everything that went into that. How is it going to be physical for someone that's those eyes of yours have seen?
It'll never get back to that, and it never should. They destroyed those guys in August.
Sure.
There was no reason to do that. But I think one of the reasons you see lousy football the first couple weeks of the season is guys have forgotten how to tackle because they don't do it in training camp. There's rarely scrimmages.
Mm-hmm.
I got several people who've asked me this week, should I go to camp? Is training camp worth the effort? It's tough for me to answer that because it depends on which day you're there. There are some days that are very uneventful from a fan standpoint, unless watching players seeing players after practice from 30 yards away as they sign autographs and shuffle back to their dorms and meetings is meaningful to you. You can pick a bad day. I mean, you could waste 90 minutes there in addition to your commute time. It's not always.
You get the day that they're only in helmets and, I mean, essentially playing 7-on-7, and I don't know what the excitement necessarily in a lot of that can be.
Yeah, for average fans, probably not very high. For a football geek, I'll stand around and watch an offensive line coach work with his big fellas on taking steps, you know, with no opposition, just taking steps on certain ski. I like that stuff. I like it.
That's why you're here, analyzing line play for us. That's why you were brought back, because the Bulls signed and because we needed someone to break down the offensive line play.
Have I precluded you from doing some reads because I'm so talky? Shep, I asked Shep if he wants to drive, actually, and I didn't do it until we were on the air. I was so used to having Tanny in my head yesterday because he literally was in my head when we were down the hall.
I think figuratively he was in your head. I don't think that Tanny was actually in your head.
His voice.
His voice
was
okay.
Talking to me.
Big difference.
30 seconds. I love that. I'm getting cues. Yeah, I love me getting the cue before I do a hot Hochberg read.
On that note, this segment being brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
So the good news in Bears camp is there's optimism a deal will be struck for the first round draft pick.
Well, I think that was anticipated. I think the main takeaway, and we'll discuss this here coming up deeper in 2 o'clock, no one on the PUP list. Allen Robinson, Kyle Long, Leonard Floyd, all coming off of significant injuries a year ago, all set to go for day one of training camp. We'll discuss that and plenty more from Bourbon A. Mark Grody to join us as well, 3 o'clock with his first Bears report of the preseason. Nick Shepkowski, Dan McNeil, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.